Welcome back to the Weekend Press. Today, Natan Sharansky remembers the book that saved his life in a KGB prison. Joan O'Sierra sits down with Ken Feinberg, who 25 years ago helped distribute billions of dollars to the families of 9/11 victims. Robert Mass explains why old age is no excuse to stop learning. And more. But first, farewell, Gloria Steinem. This week, Gloria Steinem passed away at the age of 92. For decades, Steinem has been the face of second-wave feminism, a self-described entrepreneur of social change. She co-founded Ms. Magazine in 1971, a publication that championed equal rights and banded legions of women together in that fight. Most of the country remembers Steinem for her tireless activism, her style, or the time she went undercover as a Playboy bunny. But few had the privilege of knowing what truly made Steinem exceptional behind the scenes. Phyllis Chesler is one of them. An 85-year-old author and activist, Chesler was a friend of Steinem's for more than half a century. In early 1971, she attended the very first meeting that led to the founding of Ms. Magazine, and over the decades that followed, the two collaborated frequently, including on an anthology of Wonder Woman comic strips. Gloria had a way of making herself liked, Phyllis writes today. She was polite. She listened. She asked for advice. But Steinem didn't fit easily into a box. She frequently provoked the ire of fellow feminists. She worked with the Central Intelligence Agency. And later in life, she advocated for positions that Phyllis believed represented a departure from Steinem's own feminist principles. But you too were only human. Yes, and you were first and last a political being, Phyllis writes. Today, Steinem's old friend pays tribute to the woman she knew and reflects on the movement she leaves behind. Second thought. This week, former Congressman George Santos was given a lifetime ban from the prediction market Kalshi after allegedly making $17,000 betting on whether he would go to Donald Trump's State of the Union address. He never made it, though he blames bad weather and travel mishaps. But Santos isn't going down without a fight. You can burn me, but you can't get rid of me, because I'm like the phoenix. I come right back, bitch, Santos said during a special on-air call on this week's episode of Second Thought. He then told Susie Weiss and Dan Adut that he plans to fight the ruling. I'll see you in court, Kalshi. Click below to watch their full call with Santos. Plus, Susie and Dan break down John Galliano's cancellation, the killer who confessed on a podcast, and some of the strangest stories you may have missed in popular culture this week. We've published lots of other pieces worth catching up on this week, including River Page on the environmentalists who won't let an Alaskan town have a road, Arthur Brooks on why the boomers won't grow up, Caitlin Flanagan on Lindsay Clancy's cult following, Rod Dreher's farewell to Wendell Berry, and more. Knock knock, it's Cupid. A new batch of ads from Single Free Pressers is live on our site. Click here to meet a skydiving massage therapist in North Carolina, an international lawyer with a strong artistic side, or a Jeffelt Fish, loving woman in Jerusalem. Your special someone could be just one email away. If you'd like to take a chance at free press love, write a paragraph that defines you, including your age, where you live, and what you're looking for, and send it over to Cupid at the FP.com. How should you spend the rest of your weekend? We asked our Washington, D.C., correspondent Audrey Falberg for her recommendations. Books read, looking for a fun thriller to kick off back-to-school season. Read The Secret History by Donna Tartt, a spooky novel about a murder involving a quirky cohort of classic students at a small liberal arts college in Vermont. I've read it twice and couldn't recommend it more. Cocktail glass mix. Espresso martinis have always been a transitional end-of-summer, beginning-of-fall cocktail for me. But D.C. is still a swamp this time of year, so the frozen element is a requirement this Labor Day weekend. For a twist on everyone's favorite caffeinated cocktail, simply pour some cold brew espresso into an ice tray. Combine those coffee ice cubes into a blender with your favorite coffee liqueur, your preferred vodka, and a dash of simple syrup, and voila, you have the perfect farewell-to-summer cocktail slushy. Add a splash of half-and-half or flavored creamer for a frappe feel. Pro tip, Trader Joe's has a solid and affordable espresso martini mix if you don't feel like trekking out to your local liquor store to buy all the fixings. Television watch. Martha Stewart specials on YouTube, Call me crazy, but as soon as the calendar hits the burr months, I start pulling out my pumpkin-themed pillowcases and brainstorming fun ways to make the next few months as festive as possible. There's no one better to usher in the autumnal spirit than Stuart. Yes, Martha is type A as can be and rarely smiles. But the woman has taste and enough ghost-themed cookie recipes to last you a lifetime. My mom and I fell down a YouTube rabbit hole the other day watching her Halloween specials and had an absolute blast. Oh, and if you haven't seen the Martha documentary on Netflix, that's a must-watch, too. Last but not least, feast your eyes on this poster of James Dean from the film adaptation of East of Eden. And while you're at it, click here to read the book with free pressers worldwide today. That's all, folks. Have a great weekend. I'm very disappointed, but not surprised, TFP hasn't reported on the recent attacks by masked Jewish settlers and gangs like the Hilltop Youth on Palestinians. If Netanyahu can be critical of the attacks, it should be safe for TFP to report on it. Deport Jorge Santos to Brazil. As a Brazilian myself, I apologize in advance. This parasitic attention whore has somehow turned fraud, disgrace, and shamelessness into a permanent personal branding strategy. We don't want him either, but somebody has to take one for the team.